Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Alexander Zinchenko has broken the dressing room's silence over Pep Guardiola's Champions League tactics. The City defender implied that the manager got things wrong by picking three centre-backs in the quarter-final against Lyon. Zinchenko has been out of favour at City, only starting once since his mistake had led to defeat at Southampton, and was an unused substitute against Lyon in Lisbon. He said there are many footballers with great experience. They are well aware that with such tactics, there will always be a lack of one player in front. In the first half, Lyon played very organised at the back. They were almost all behind the ball. And we have three central defenders in static position with the ball. They start all attacks and two central midfielders go down to them to take the ball because there are no zones to find a pass line. We have five people just off the game. Moving on, and City and Liverpool are set to reportedly enter a bidding war for the signing of Wolves winger Adama Traore. Having starred for the West Midlands outfit during the most recent campaign, Traore is being linked with a move to a bigger club, potentially for a fee in excess of £60 million. Given the financial implications of the coronavirus pandemic, however, it's unclear whether any club will be able to meet the 24-year-old's asking price. Nevertheless, according to reports, Wolves will have to sell one of their star men this summer if Nuno Espirito Santo is set to make major additions in the transfer window. Well, it's claimed that City and Liverpool are the most likely sides to go in for Traore. And finally, City are allegedly preparing to lodge an approach for Atletico Madrid midfielder Sal Niguez. Despite possessing a long-term contract and a £130 million release clause, Sal is reportedly available for the right price during the summer window. According to reports in Spain, City are willing to include Ilkay Gundogan in any proposal for the long-serving Atletico man. Gundogan still holds a three-year at the Etihad Stadium, with the latest extension being penned just 12 months ago. That's all for now. We'll have more later.